The introduction of better water management and water technology can change lives in places like sub-Saharan Africa. And it's not just sub-Saharan Africa where water is a problem. The United Nations estimates that 750 million people lack access to clean water, and that almost 2.5 billion lack access to adequate sanitation. So we thought we'd look around the world to find some other technologies that might make a difference. In Indonesia, just like Kibera, Kenya, the urban poor don't have access to pipe water supply. They too have to buy their water from vendors.
And we calculate for a family of four in Indonesia, they could be spending 10% of their household income over the course of a year on purchasing water from private water vendors.
Mina Palaniappan is the founder and CEO of a nonprofit organization called Atma Mobile Networks. She believes that in a country in which nearly 85% of the people now have access to a smartphone, her technology can help the poor find clean water.
By opening up our mobile app, Atma Go, what people in Indonesia are doing right now is they're able to get access to a list of water vendors in their area with phone numbers and prices, so they can make better purchasing decisions on water and drive more efficiency and transparency in the urban water market. That's one way that we're unlocking the power of the mobile phones that people already have in their hands and rely on.
In South Africa, Grant Gibbs is the director of a nonprofit that's developed something called the Hippo Roller.
We've actually referred to it as the Hippo Roller because of the association of a hippopotamus, which has a round body with a very thick skin and lives in water.
It's essentially a big, hard plastic drum that takes only 1 hour to make and is aimed at trying to ease the burden of rural people who have to carry water on their heads or shoulders. Here's Grant.
It carries 24 gallons of water, and it is designed to roll over sharp rocks and glass and barbed wire, things that you typically find in rural communities.
The drum has a large screw cap and a steel handle that comes on and off depending on whether you're rolling it or standing it upright. Grant says they last 10 years, and
we've distributed about 45,000 rollers so far, and we're working on about 7 people per roller benefiting. You know, we've got over in excess of 300,000 beneficiaries so far. So it certainly is starting to make a big impact.
In many areas where water is hard to find, it's often also unsafe to drink. For instance, in India, the World Bank estimates that 21% of the communicable diseases are related to unsafe water.
I'm Ravi Reddy. I'm a very active philanthropist, founded the Community Pure Water Initiative in India.
Ravi runs a for-profit company working village to village to set up low-cost water sanitation facilities in rural areas.
We have a team with a general manager and a whole bunch of operators where we set up an RO/UV plant where we process the water and convert it into a safe drinking water. And it's centrally located in each village. And people come and pick up either 10 liters, 20 liters on an average per day.
Though the water is not free, Ravi claims it's priced in such a way that it's affordable, about half a penny per liter. And the key to success, he says, are that these plants are simple to operate, so he can get community buy-in in running them and maintaining them. Still,
it's a drop in the bucket, you know, when we talk about right now we are only 150 plants. India alone has about 600,000 rural communities.
That was Ravi Reddy of Community Pure Water, Mina Palaniappan of Atma Mobile Networks, and Grant Gibbs from the Hippo Roller Project.